Welcome to Depression, the first episode of the Confessions of a Suffering Freak, the first season in the podcast, The Art of Suffering.
We'll be talking on the basis of depression.
Depression is a mental health disorder characterized by persistently depressed mood or loss of interest in activities causing significant impairment in life.
But depression is not just sadness. It's not just having a bad day like most people think. It's when you experience disinterest in activities you used to enjoy, wanting to hurt yourself, having suicidal thoughts, and so on.
Bro, you sound like an infomercial.
Symptoms of depression include anxiety, apathy, general discontent, guilt, hopelessness, loss of interest or pleasure in activities, mood swings, or sadness. It also affects your sleep.
Seriously, dude, stop.
I'm just trying to inform.
Fine, I have something to say anyways.
Go ahead.
Depression is serious. Having a bad day isn't depression. Saying that you have depression when you don't or for attention is not okay. People are actually suffering.
Exactly. Faking a mental illness for attention isn't right.
And something really shocking is that you can get depression as young as 3 years old. It's insane.
Does school have anything to do with it?
Though it may not just be school, it has been known that people in school have higher amounts of depression than those who have graduated or never gone.
Having depression is hard, almost like you're dragging along a weight. You don't want to do anything. Sometimes it's hard to get out of bed. You feel lonely and worthless. It's hard, and we should give people who have depression a chance to speak.
One of the things someone with depression does is self-harm. Self-harm is the act of hurting yourself purposefully. It comes in many forms. If you or someone you know self-harms, please talk to someone. It's serious.
Now who sounds like an infomercial?
Shut up.
Now for a moment to sit and listen to sad music.
If you wish to skip the song and then skip to
the rest of the podcast. And we're back.
We'll be telling other people's experiences.
Names have been changed. The people in this podcast have professional help. They are okay. It all started at the end of April, the end of sixth grade. I felt unwanted and that everybody hated me. I felt lonely, like I was a mistake. These feelings have only gotten worse. Jumped more recently, my sister was moving out and she had a box of things she was giving away. I was looking through it to see anything I wanted. I found an object that looked, well, odd. It was a small pair of scissors. They were pretty dull, too. One night I was sitting there in my bed and I wanted to see if cutting yourself would hurt. I tried it on my calf and it didn't do anything. I then tried it on my forearm. It became a usual thing for me. It wasn't permanent and it wasn't necessarily dangerous.
Did you know that most people who cut start with scissors?
You see, it didn't leave a scar. Even though it didn't leave a scar, it was still self-harm.
Self-harm is serious. It can be addicting. Self-harm can consist of cutting, burning, carving, slapping yourself with a rubber band, banging your head on a wall, pulling your hair, or peeling off skin, and more.
Time for the next story.
It started in September of this year. I had a hard time figuring out who I was. I felt bad about myself. Guilty, freak, mistake. It was how I felt. I've heard things on the news about how people like me were dying. People have told me that I'm a freak and that no one likes me. I wasn't respected by anyone. My best friend seemed to be the only person I could talk to. It was all a lot. I started to do the rubber band trick and drew on myself. I isolated myself to my room and didn't want to come back. I couldn't sleep either. I started to use scissors and got bad thoughts, but even though I thought that way, I never did anything.
From the story, the person had bad thoughts, but they never did anything. Well, just because they didn't do anything doesn't mean that it should be overlooked. Having serious bad thoughts that about yourself should be taken seriously, and if you start to have bad thoughts, please contact someone, preferably a therapist or a doctor.
What if I'm having bad thoughts? I'm scared, but I don't want my parents to know.
It's hard to tell your parents. Honestly, it's easier to talk to your friend.
But you should talk to your parents or a professional in case it may take some time, but your parents will help you through this.
Before we go, just remember that you aren't alone.
It may seem like it, but trust us. We are all here for you.
Thank you for listening, friends. Bloopers!
Hello, friends, and welcome to Depression, the first episode in the Confessions of a Suffering Free
Child. Did you just say confessions?
Hello, friends, and welcome to Depression, the first episode of Confessions of a Suffering Freak, the first episode in the podcast, The Art of Suffering. We will be talking on the...
Hello, everyone! It's Ash and Jibs! Wickety wickety, we're walking... And we just wanted to do a podcast. So, yeah. What do you have to say, Jibs?
All I could hear is when you said, what do you have to say, Jibs? That's all I heard.
Well, you missed a cool intro. So, we'll be talking on the basis of depression. Oh, why am I laughing? I'm going insane. Depression is a severe mental illness. It gives you dark thoughts about wanting to hurt yourself, commit suicide, wanting to hurt others. You're tired a bunch. You lose interest in things you used to enjoy. It's all just kind of a mess. Anything to add? Okay. Well, that's it for now.
Oh, we have to wait till it's like that. Keep it like right there.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Depression, the first episode of the Confessions of a Suffering Freak, the first season in the podcast, The Art of Suffering.
And we're back.
We will be telling other people's experiences.
Names have been changed. The people in this podcast have professional help. They are okay. It all started at the end of April, the end of sixth grade. I felt unwanted and that everybody hated me. I felt lonely, like I was
a mistake.
Like I was mistake.